Guess it's just another one of those weeks, huh? You just can't keep your hands off me. And yeah, obviously I can't keep myself off you either. I always just get so unbearably wet and horny around this time of the month. Though, to be fair, it might just be because I'm always just so hot for you. I can't believe we've been dating for almost 3 years now. It's crazy how fast the time goes by. But I've been loving every minute we've known each other. And I've of course been loving you every minute of it. Fuck, I'm going to need to change my panties when I get home tonight. Back to my place tonight. Babe. I can't tonight. Tonight's just not a good night for me. But the night after that, we totally can. We can just spend the whole day fucking together. What? What's wrong? Why can't we do it tonight? Well, because, I mean, you know it is. I'm just busy with the usual stuff and won't be in town tonight. Babe, please. Please, don't look at me like that. I know. I know how tired you are of the same thing happening every month, but I... Cheating on you, babe. Why would you ever think I was cheating on you? Last month? I told you I was just out of town seeing family that day. I pinged my location. What do you mean? In the woods? Out in the country? That's just where I was out of town with family. Babe, you have to believe me. I would never ever cheat on you. I love you. I've never loved anyone more than you in my entire life. I'm not lying. No, babe, wait, I'll talk to you about it. Just please don't walk away from me. I swear to you, I'm not cheating on you. I promise you that I do love you, and that you are the only one in my life. It's just that I just want to protect you from me. Look, last month, when my phone showed my location, I was really out of town in the woods. But not away with family like I said I was. I was by myself. There was no one else with me, I swear. No, I wasn't doing drugs or anything like that. I was... Look... How about I just show you? Tonight I will ping my location on my phone out in the woods again. And you can just meet me there. I'll explain everything then. But you have to promise me that when we do meet, and I tell you, that you will agree to go home right after. I can't tell you now, because if I do, you won't believe me. And I don't want you to think I'm more crazy and sketchy than you probably already think I am. I know this situation is just weird and scary. I'm fucking terrified. Even though it's my fault this is happening, and for dragging it on for all this time. But tonight, I will have proof of what I was doing. Just please promise me, okay? For me? Promise me that if we meet, you will do whatever I ask. Even if it means telling you to get in your car and go home. Okay, thank you. I will ping you later tonight then. Oh, yeah. Guess you aren't really in a hugging mood right now, are you? Understand. See you tonight then. And babe, I love you. You really don't know how much I do. Hey, I'm over here, just under the tree. I know, it's hard to see in the dark. Glad you were able to find this place, okay? I know it's pretty far out in the country, and the service sucks. Sorry, I'm just trying to stay out of the moonlight as much as I can. Which is also why I'm also wearing this blanket over me. I can't let the light get on me or... Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. No, please don't get too close to me. I may be out of the moonlight, but I'm still not completely... myself. I'm not even sure where I should start, You smell really nice tonight. Oh, sorry. See what I mean? But right, I think I should start with proof. Proof of what all this is about. I guess the best way to show you what I mean is to show you my eyes. So, look. Yes, they are really glowing yellow. I'm not wearing any special contacts or anything. It's just how they are during a full moon. Even if I'm staying completely out of the moonlight, a part of my body still knows it's out there, so... I'm never able to completely keep the change away. But now that you've seen my eyes, I guess I can get straight to the point, can't I? The truth is that I've been coming out here to the woods every month when there is a full moon because I'm a werewolf. I guess it's a good thing I showed you my eyes first. But not only am I a werewolf, I'm actually much, much older than you think. I've been alive for almost 200 years now, I think. I stopped counting quite a long time ago. There are many different lines of werewolves from all over the world, and the line I'm part of just happens to age very slowly. Those who are part of my line can live to be extremely old, older than any wolf lines that I know of. So there may be some vampire blood mixed in here, for all I know. Different lines have different traits. There are some lines where people are actually able to control when they transform and can use hypnotic effects with their eyes. I, on the other hand, am not able to do any of that. Keeping out of the moonlight is the most I can do. But even that is temporary. Those who are part of my line always have to transform during a full moon. If I don't, then... My other personality will start to seep into my normal day-to-day one. And I can't ever have that happen. So, anytime a full moon was coming, I would always make an excuse to you. About this or that, and then sneak out here in the woods to change and run around the mountains until the sun comes up. I really don't want to hurt anyone. Some of my other kind gets kicks out of hunting humans, or giving off pheromones to attract unwilling and unknowing females or males, and force them to be their mates. You remember hearing about that girl who disappeared from that high school? And oh, her disappearance happened to be on the same day as the full moon. I knew almost right away she has been wooed by one of them. Probably turned into his breeder. But I'm not like that. I'm not like them. I come all the way here in the middle of nowhere to change because I don't want to hurt anyone. And I satisfy my anger by eating bears or deer, which they taste way better than people do anyways. Yes, I have eaten a human before. But it was a long time ago, back when I was still very new to being a wolf. Back then, it was way harder for my kind to survive than it is today, and a much crueler world than it is today. That scar on my back that I always told you I got when I fell as a little girl, it was really from when I got shot with a flintlock rifle back in the 1800s. The pellets were made of silver, which is why the scar is still there. We can heal from any normal wounds or broken bones in hours, but any wounds we get from weapons made of silver never totally heal and never completely stop hurting. A bunch of villagers were trying to hunt and kill me when I was trying to run away. Shortly after, I was beaten and changed. I still have nightmares about it sometimes, even after all this time. So I just didn't care much about the lives of humans back then, because I thought no one cared about me. But I changed. There are other people out there like me, but we don't communicate much. And there aren't any wolves in this area beside me. There used to be a special organization that hunted us, but they kind of stopped after industrialization. And as a final bit of proof, I will show you something else, if you'll stand farther back for a moment. I'm just going to put one of my hands out in the moonlight. Sorry, transformation don't exactly feel very good, even if it's just my hands. But you can see it, can't you? Like my hands, any part of me that touches the light will start to change really quickly. My hand has only been in the moonlight for a few seconds and it's already starting to change and grow hair. Alright, that's enough, I think. Now, me bringing you out here to tell you my secret wasn't the only thing I wanted to tell you. I also brought you out here because I wanted to tell you I'm breaking up with you. Yes, I am. Because I love you. And I don't want you to get hurt. This thing that I have is a curse. It's something that stays with you forever and you can't get rid of it. I've been alive for a long, long time. I've met all kinds of people and I've fallen in love a few times. But I've never fallen as hard for anyone like I have you. That's why I have to leave you. I should have done it so much sooner than this. I shouldn't have even gotten you involved with me. It was the first time I had ever felt that way about anyone before. I just got reckless and thought for some dumb reason that I could find some way to just live a normal life with you and keep this side of me a secret. But I was wrong. It just turned into me lying to you every moment we were together, because I was terrified of what you would do or think if you knew the truth. I knew deep down I would have to tell you someday. There is no way I would have been able to hide it forever. Me, disappearing every month, you getting older while I still look completely the same. I was beaten and torn when I was in my teens. The city we live in now didn't even exist when I was that age. I have hundreds of years left before I die of old age. And I don't want to watch you grow old and die. I've seen that enough already in my life. And it's unfair to you. You deserve to have someone to grow old with. And deserve to be someone who is not a monster. So, no. You know the truth. And now you have to keep your promise. Because I want you to get back in your car and leave. Forget you ever knew me or we ever met. And just go live a happy life. If you do that, you don't know how happy it would make me. Please, just know how sorry I am for wasting so many years of your life on me. For everything. I know how cruel this all seems. I never planned to forgive myself for doing this to you. And I don't expect you to forgive me either. But please, please, please just go. The shade of the tree has been holding back my transformation until now, but I don't think it can much longer. I can feel the aches and the pain of change coming. Why aren't you leaving? If I change and you are still there, I don't know what I would do to you. You would either be eaten or I would bite you and curse you too. Is that what you want? To be cursed with this and to live the rest of your life watching all your friends and family grow old and die? To have to flinch anytime you see so much of a sliver of a moon in the sky? Just get the fuck out of here. I'm not asking anymore. I'm begging you, What? Did you just say no? Do you not see my eyes? Do you not see what happened when I put my hand in the moonlight or anything I just told you? You don't care? I don't even... Stay away from me. I told you not to come near me. It's not safe. No. Let go of me. No, let go of me. What are you doing? Why didn't you do what you promised? No, I won't be able to let go of you. You have no idea how hard I've been holding back. No idea how good you've been smelling to me since you got here. And now I'm going to change right in front of you. And I don't know what I will do. Eat you, change you. Why didn't you just listen? You are such an idiot. What? It's okay? What do you mean? Oh, is that okay? You want me to change you into a werewolf like me? Do you even know what you're asking? You're asking me to curse you for life. I don't understand. Why would you want this? Because you love me. Is this... Are you really sure? This isn't something you can change your mind on the next day, you know that, right? You would really want to spend the rest of your life as a wolf? With me? I don't know what to say, but if I bite you tonight, you will change along with me. And not just that. A full moon is a mating season for wolves like me. And it will be for you too. Yeah, this is crazy, you're crazy, but if you're sure, if you're really sure, then I will do it, I will turn you. I'm going to have to bite you. I can do it while I'm still human. Which would probably be best and hurt way less. It's still going to hurt you though. I will have to really break the skin. My teeth are already starting to change and get pointy too. If we are going to really do this, if you really do want me to change you, we have to do it now, babe. You have to be absolutely sure. Okay, alright. Where do you want the bite? On your shoulder? Yeah, that's a good spot. It's where I was bitten. Oh, fuck. The change is really going to come soon. Oh. Alright, I will try to be as gentle as I can, but it really is going to hurt, babe. I will just lick around where I'm going to bite first. Mm. fuck, it is so good. Okay, you ready? Hold on to me as tight as you need for the pain. On three. 1, 2, 3. Ah, sorry, babe. I know that really hurt, but congratulations, you've been cursed. That bite on your shoulder will heal and feel better after a while, though the place where you got bit will never completely stop hurting, especially when it gets close to a full moon. Your eyes are already starting to glow like mine. Okay, are you ready to walk into the moonlight together? The transformation is going to hurt too. A lot more, actually. But it will be over quickly, and it won't be as bad since we will be going through it together. Let's get our clothes off really quick, or else they will tear when we change. Okay, so, ready? Take my hand. Again, on three. 1, 2, 3. Oh. Oh. It's okay, babe. It's okay. You are going to go through this. Oh. Oh. I know it hurts. I know it is. It's okay. I've done that countless times, but it never gets easier. Hey babe, are you okay? The transformation is all over. Yeah, you really are a wolf now, just like me, and a very handsome looking one, if I don't say so myself. Yes, when we are wolves, we can speak to each other through our minds. Talking is pretty much impossible with our long tongues. But try walking around a bit, get a feel for things. Yeah, that feeling of having all this energy won't go away until morning. Then you will just crash. I still can't believe you did this for me, though. I can't really kiss you, obviously, but I can nuzzle you and rub my face against you. Come here. I love you so much. I still really can't believe you did this. And I still think you are a complete idiot, but thank you. You smell so good. Not like good as into it, but in a sexy good kind of way, you know? If you weren't a wolf like me, I would probably be trying to eat you right now. You remember what I said about it being mating season for me? Well, now it is for you too. And the scent coming off your body is telling every part of me that I need to be ravaged by you. Even from before I turned you, I know you could smell it on me too. Anytime it was getting close to a full moon, that scent is supposed to attract a mate. We may be wolves, but our anatomy is still similar to humans. Well, at least in the sense of me still having a pussy and you still having a cock anyways. Everything is just a lot more hairy. So, let's do it. Let's become mates for life. I can see how badly you need it. Your cock is already getting hard. Surprised at how much bigger it is while you are a wolf? Not that there is anything wrong with your human-sized one. But I need something a little bigger for this form. Something that will be big enough to force its way all the way to the back of my pussy and deliver the massive amounts of cum I need to satisfy the lust in me. It's like a burning itch deep inside of me And you're the only one who can stop it. So, do it. Mate with me. I will get right up against this tree. Raise my tail so you can see all my hairy pussy is completely soaked. Ready and waiting for you. All you have to do is push that cock in. Fuck, that's it. All the way to the back. Your cock is stretching me open all the way to the back. This is the first time I've ever done it in my wolf form before. A giant cock feels so fucking incredible. Oh. Oh. Oh, yeah. Start pumping in and out of me. Don't worry about being gentle. In fact, don't even fucking think of being gentle. You're a wolf now, not a human, so fuck me like a wolf. Fuck, that's more like it. Slam the giant cock all the way to the back. I want to still feel sore even after I'm human again. How does my pussy feel in the wolf form? It feels so much hotter and tighter, doesn't it? I have much stronger muscle in this form. So I can just clench my pussy around your cock as hard as I want. You like that? Feels like my pussy's trying to wring the cum out of you, doesn't it? Just make you want to fuck me harder, doesn't it? Oh. Oh. I will probably have all the bark ripped off of this tree trunk by the time you're done with me. But that's good, I will mark this territory as ours, our mating ground. Any other wolf who comes here will see the markings, smell or scent, and know to keep the fuck out. Cause this place, this forest, is also fucking and no one else. Fuck. Every time you go all the way to the back like that, it shakes my whole body. Feels fucking amazing. I'm getting close, babe. I'm getting so fucking close and I need your cum. I want to feel you filling me up. Feel the pressure of your cum filling every inch of my pussy. Fuck, I'm getting so close. And I can feel your cock swelling up and stretching me even fucking harder. And I can feel your cock swelling up and stretching me up even fucking wider. You are about to come, haven't you? Do it. Come. Feel my pussy up and mark me as your mate for life. Oh, yes. Oh, I can feel your cum. Oh, yes. I can feel your cum filling me up. Carefully. I want to see how much you came in me. Yeah, that's what I wanted to see. You just keep running out of me, both as a human and a wolf. You are one incredible mate, babe. It feels like that itch inside of me finally got scratched. Scratched but not satisfied. And I think you will notice you have a lot more stamina as a wolf. So, say we go again? What? Say we keep fucking and keep filling me with cum until the morning comes? Sounds great to me too. Waking up to the sound of the birds. Hey babe, are you awake? Good morning. Yeah, last night really did happen. Honestly, for a moment when I woke up, I thought I dreamed the whole thing and just had an extra crazy transformation. But no, I really did tell my boyfriend it all werewolf last night. When I found myself covered in cum, inside and out, my memories came back pretty quick. And also my being sore from, well, how hard you gave it to me last night. So, how do you feel about your first night as a wolf and everything that happened? So, yeah, I always feel sore the morning after I change. You will get used to it though. That bite I gave you on your shoulder has already healed a lot. Though, like I said, it won't ever completely heal. See, I got mine like 200 years ago. And it only looks as healed as yours, and you got bit just that last night. But I'm relieved you still feel no regrets about it. I know I said it back when I was a wolf, but for you to make that kind of sacrifice for me, you don't know how much that means. I promise I will teach you everything I know about how to live with this curse, but I'm glad I don't have to come out here to change on my own anymore or hide the truth from you. Now, every full moon we can come out here and change together, spend the whole night running through the mountains and doing whatever we want. I think it's just kind of romantic. But really, thank you for doing all this for me. For the first time in 200 years, I don't feel like I'm alone. And now, I'm going to spend the next, like, 100 years spoiling you. My big, bad wolf boy. And now comes the fun part, finding the way back to our cars and our clothes.